Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Have a 97 KHB in Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria Toba with you right here on the Praise Party. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Guys, I'm so excited to be with you on this last Saturday of the year. That's right, the last Saturday of the year. And listen, I was just sharing someone. We got a special guest in the studio. I'm so excited. There are some young people on fire for God. And they have taken the time. They actually just came from a performance, and they've actually taken the time to stop by the studio and join me on today. And they are just on fire, just smiles. And, I mean, y'all, I can't wait. We're going to dive in just a few minutes. But listen, it's the last Saturday of the month. The last Saturday of the year. And, of course, I have your motivation, inspiration that I'm going to share with you later within the show. And that is I Owe God. I'll tell you a little bit about it, and that's all the glory and all the praises. But one thing I'm going to tell you, do not go into 2018 with a broken nail. I am talking about myself. Yes, I'm going to get my nails done because this is irritating and so unclassy. There's some things that's probably in your life that you don't want to walk into 2018 with. Maybe it's some bad weave in your hair, old wigs. I don't know. Maybe it's some negative energy or toxic people in your life that you just need to let go and not move forward in 2018. Who's not going to make the cut? Who's not going to make the list? Maybe you need to release some things so that God can put you where you definitely need to be placed, okay? So letting go of some things in 20, letting it stay here in 2017 as you move forward. Now, please don't be like some people. I'm going to do this three-month challenge, go to the gym, work out, and after March, you back eating fried chicken and a biscuit. Don't do that now. Don't do it. Anyways, we got a special guest in the studio in just a couple of minutes. We are going to be talking with A Times Two. I know, y'all. I'm going to explain in a minute. Young people at the age of 14 and Deja, who is 18, and they're two young artists in Dallas, Texas, pushing a positive, fun, anti-bullying message. And they don't even know. I just got them another gig before they got to the studio because somebody was just in the studio talking about anti-bullying. Look how God flow in this. Do you see how he flow? The War Room was just talking about anti-bullying. I was like, ooh, I'm interviewing some young people who preach and speak on, not preach, look, I'm speaking that in young life, about anti-bullying, and y'all need to have them on y'all's convention. Yeah, I'll give y'all the information. But anyways, let me tell you more a little about them. A Times Two in Deja, two young people on fire for God, and they love performing. You've probably heard them at your local churches. They've been seen at the Kwanzaa Fest. They've won different awards and all that stuff. But listen, A Times Two and Deja have also been in movies and commercials. They perform in So-So Summer 17 tours. My elders, if you don't know what that is, they're going to explain that a little bit to you. They worked with the Dallas Cowboys, and God rest their souls. They're off season this throwing shade like crazy. They've been in the video. They've also performed for the Dallas Mavericks game, and they're going to tell us a little bit about that as well. And they were the first Dallas Mavericks kids reporters, so that's pretty interesting format. The Star Test Pep Rallies, and they do a lot of anti-bullying. So if you have an anti-bullying program maybe at your school or maybe at your church and you want them to come and perform, this is what you need to tune in. If you're having someone who's struggling with bullying, maybe you've been bullied at the church. Don't play, you know. So-and-so, you MIC, you're going to have to get up. You need to get a guy. Pastor, no, I see you every Sunday. Get up. You know, I don't know. But A Times Two and Deja can definitely, as young people, we can learn from our young people and giving you some encouraging words and share about what they do as they move forward. They've recorded with Hip Hop Dance Fest, Pep Rallies, Battle of the Bands, Kwanzaa Fest, Juneteenth event, and so different other church events. So we're definitely excited. They started performing, A Times Two started performing at three. I don't even know how he began to say his sentences at the age of three. Okay, we're going to find this out. And Deja at the age of seven. So we're going to find this out in just a few minutes. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to listen to some more great gospel music as they get settled in here. And we're going to dive right on in here with A Times 2 and Deja right here on Heaven 97 KHBN.
When you think of love, what does it mean? Talking about that love you can't explain. See, I wanna go to that special place where there is a love that you can't erase.
Yeah.
Have a 97 KHB in Fort Worth, Dallas. He's My Rock right there by Patrick Lambert right there. All right here on Heaven 97 KHB in Fort Worth, Dallas. I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon within the DFW. And indeed, it is a beautiful day. Why? Because you're on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of you. Be sure to connect with all things gospel on www.khvnan.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter so we can tweet you back and all that good stuff, all right? Listen, I mentioned earlier before we went into a song break that we have a special guest in the studio and two young people on fire for God, A times two in Deja. In the
Hello.
Studio.
What's up?
How are y'all doing today?
I'm
good,
doing great. How are you?
Good. Now listen, I heard y'all just left a performance.
Yes,
where did y'all come from? Y'all hopped on one tour like y'all Ray Charles over here. One tour to next tour. What's next?
We were at the African American Museum and they were having an event, you know, celebrating God with Game Changers. So they asked us to come and do a little something, and we did, and we turned up.
Turned up. Now, Deja, you're 18.
Yes, ma'am.
A times two, you're 14.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and you've been doing this for quite some time now.
Yes, ma'am, since I was seven.
Seven. A times two, it's three, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how did this all begin? How did it start? I mean, I know you said seven and three, but what motivated you all to, like, come together? And are y'all the only two siblings?
Yes,
we are the only two.
Okay, siblings. Only two siblings.
So we started out as actually backup dancers.
Okay.
My dad, he had a group, well, not a group, an artist. His name was God's Prodigy.
Okay.
And he was a gospel rapper.
Okay.
So he did, you know, performances or whatever, but you know, he was a kid himself,
uh-huh.
So we kind of just gave him that extra, you know, cute boost because she's like, oh, look at them, they're so cute. And then we were preaching the message about God, so it was just perfect. So that started us. And after he got a little older, he decided to do something else, so he was like, hey, why don't we try to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So I started writing, and then we recorded, and then my brother, by the time, you know, he could able like to speak, he did it too. So after that, we fell in love with it, and then we started performing and then doing more songs, and now we're here.
Awesome. Now, how would you describe your music? How would you describe it?
I would describe it because we do pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's positive. We don't curse. That's like our number one thing. We try to push the message that you don't have to curse for your music to be bumping.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, fun, positive, anti-bullying, and just something that everybody can listen to.
That's
awesome.
Right.
Now, A times two.
What's up?
Before I get to the next question, where did you get your name from? How did that come about? A times two. I mean, Adam times. I mean, I'm trying to get through the math
hold on,
here.
Hold on. Okay. We got A times two from, because my dad, his name is Aristotle Abraham. So I'm the second. My name is Aristotle Abraham the second. So I got the double A.
Yeah.
He had to keep it in the family.
Yeah, come on.
Well, all righty now.
It's so cute because everybody gets the same reaction.
Okay. I got it now.
Yeah.
Now, the gospel is a bit overcrowded. You know, so many people are doing gospel music, even those who are singing secular music. Now, how do you tend to set yourself apart with you doing gospel?
We like to speak on topics that relate to us and things that are actually happening to us.
For the young generation.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, like I said, like, we want to reach everybody, but, like, how we're different, like, we speak from a personal point of view.
Okay.
So, you say what you got to say.
Come on, A-Time, too.
I mean, because, like, sometimes, like, when you're writing and stuff like that, you just got to get, like, in your feels, really,
right,
to be honest. Because that's what most people do, so, I mean, you just got to do you. Just feel yourself.
Okay.
And just express your feelings.
Awesome. Well, you know what? Before we get back into this great gospel music, we are going to hear one of your songs, and we're going to talk a little bit about your music as well, and talk about the school you go to, and talk about who inspires you musically, and all that good good things. But I wanted to ask you this. You're on fire, because I know the first time I saw you all was at North Park CME Church. And I was like, yeah, yeah, if we can be lit out in the world, how come we can't be lit for God in the church house? And because some of us, we get too religious, and not necessarily don't mix religious with holy. I'm meaning religious where we can't bounce with it. Like we forgot how to be transparent and be like, hey, it's okay to bounce. We're bouncing for a right cause, and that is for God. And I just saw how animated you were and how crunk and on fire for God. Do you ever get teased at school for what you're doing? Like, all those church kids singing for the Lord. No?
Because my sister said, like, we have, like, music for, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we have, like, hip-hop. We did like, a couple. Now we got, like, some pop songs. And we also got gospel as well. So, like, mm-hmm. we have, like...
Because I was going to ask you that. Why gospel over R&B? You know? Why did you choose it? Was that something your dad?
Because we have everything. Like, we do have some R&B. We do have gospel. And we do have some hip-hop. We have some pop. We have some rock in there.
So
we're trying to, like, do an all around.
So that you can, whoever bite, worker label, bite first. Okay.
Yes,
I got you. I got you. All right. We're going to be back more with A Times 2 and Deja, Young People on Fire for God. And they're doing positive things within the community. So listen, tune in. Kim Burrell, I See Victory, right here on Heaven 97 KHBN.
They'll call it a mystery, but we're going to call it
victory.
We'll be writing history. It's going to be
victory.
There'll be signs on top of signs, just so you'll know.
Victory.
It's gonna be
victory. for keeping me from the hand of the enemy. God placed his favor over my life. With his precious blood, he paid the price.
Ninety-seven KHV in Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria Toba with you right here on the Praise Party. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Listen, this weather, it is something else. I don't know what to say, but to say this. Taking a look at the weather forecast, looks like tonight it's going to be a slight chance of freezing drizzle, okay? Low around 28. Sunday it's going to be a slight chance of little furs and freezy drizzles before the afternoon, before noon, cloudy and cold near 30 degrees. Okay, Sunday night partly cloudy with low around 18. And New Year's Day, it's going to be partly sunny and cold with near 28. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 18. So listen, I'm encouraging everyone to get on up, go to church tomorrow, because I'm definitely going to be on Bedside Baptist Church. Glory be to God. I'm just playing. I'm going to pay my tithes. I'm going to go to church, bringing us the 2017. Listen, but get up, go to church, and go to somebody's night watch, okay? And if you don't feel safe getting out on the road, because you have to be careful, there's others who are not in the church and then are coming from different parties, different events. So please be careful of drunk drivers. And if you need to stay at home, turn your word on, blast that music, and shout your way into 2018, okay? Because we care about your safety as well and your salvation. The temperature right now is fog and mist, 40 degrees, okay? In the studio, I have A times 2 and Deja.
Hello.
In the studio. And we were just talking about their music. Now, tell us a little bit about your music, your project. So you haven't necessarily came out with an album yet,
yes, but
tell us a little bit about the songs and the meaning, when you write your music. What are you thinking of? Are you thinking about Cheetos and hot fries? Like, what are you? No, I'm serious, because I kind of, when I think and write my stuff, you have to have a certain flow. And, you know, so tell me what comes in your mind when you start writing. Or is these your music you write? Or does someone else write for you?
Oh, yeah, we write.
Okay, correction. We write. All right, tell me, Deja.
It's like, it all depends on what the song we're talking about. Like, we just did a song. We did another dance song. So it's called Crank.
Okay.
So, you know, ooh. You hear the beat and you're like, oh, hold on, I can say this. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can add this dance move in there too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get out. It's going to make them hype. Okay,
right.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to say this metaphor.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, or if you want to go the sad route, be like, let me talk about what just happened to me. Oh, this boy. Oh, man.
Oh,
this grade I just got. Oh, man. You know, so
it's
every hook that we have and every just what we're feeling inside, we just put it in, put it on the pad.
So it's stuff that you're going through.
Oh, yes.
Okay. What about you? Do you have a couple of songs that you've written?
Oh,
eight
yes,
times
ma'am.
Two?
It's basically like what she says. It's really just like what's your passion and like how you feel and based on the hook. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what school do y'all go to?
I go to Lake Ridge High School.
Lake Ridge?
Go to Lake Ridge High School.
All right. She almost left her brother.
I keep forgetting. Because
he's a freshman and I'm a senior. You know, we've never went to the same high school or school in general for a long time.
Oh, how is that?
I went to elementary school.
That's a long time ago. But it's kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I see
bro,
him.
I swear, she be acting fake.
Really?
I mean, I try, because I don't wear my contacts at school, because, like, I walk around kind of blind, so I don't have to really, you know, deal with everyone.
Right.
So when I do see him, I'm like, oh, it's you. And he be like, really just standing, like, so you're not going to speak.
Like,
I'm like,
you perform
oh, I am
all the
so
time.
Sorry.
I know. Every day.
You know, and yeah, I try, because everyone knows that that's my little brother. And sometimes, I don't know why you're trying to stunt on me. They'd be like, oh, you need to leave him alone. You're doing too much. I'm like, hi, little brother. You know,
oh
I try to embarrass him sometimes, too. So, I mean, it's a mix of both. Sometimes he's getting on my nerves, or he did something in the morning. I'm like, okay, you know, goodbye. I don't see you. Or sometimes I'm just feeling the love, and I'm like, oh, come here, you're here.
Oh, that's so cute.
She's very bipolar, y'all.
Oh, wow. We're speaking to A times 2 and Deja, two young artists in the Dallas, Texas, pushing a positive, fun, anti-bullying message. And they love performing. They love performing in On Fire for God. They have performed at different church events. They have performed such as the Kwanzaa Fest all over Dallas. And they've done work with the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Mavericks. And listen, young people, all our children are not bad. All our children are not out in the streets and doing this and that. We have some children that are actually trying to be an example and say some positive things to bring up those children that are troubled and in distress. So we just thank God they're in the studio today. And I want to ask you this. What has been the biggest crowd you perform in front of and where?
The biggest crowd would definitely have to be when we perform for Jermaine Dupri in the So-So Summer 17 tour.
Ooh.
Yes. It was a pretty big crowd.
Were you nervous?
We don't get nervous.
You didn't get the BGs?
Like, it's called... It's more anxiety.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm ready to go on.
It,
yeah.
AJ, you was hesitating a little bit. You was like, I don't know, girl. I'm itching this ear like, girl, I'm about
to. I mean, because.
I guess.
It was like the whole, I don't really know how to describe it, but like, it was.
To because it was a celebrity watching.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's the rap game. That's
okay.
the show.
Okay.
So it's like, dang, we're with people who were actually on a show, like
uh-huh.
on TV.
I mean,
right. Work with Jermaine Dupri, work with DaBrad, and like
right.
a lot of other celebrities, and they're going to watch us. And we're performing for everyone who are coming to see them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess it was kind of
really,
like the...
Yeah.
We got to do good,
yeah,
you know,
that's, yeah.
make
okay.
a good impression.
There
so they be like, oh, okay, they cold too. It's not just them, you know.
Okay.
So.
Now, who inspires you musically?
Musically, I have to say Tim LaMann.
Tim
I love her.
Okay,
love
why?
Her. Her voice is amazing, one. And
okay.
then she can act.
Pamela, did you hear that? I know, right, girl? I'll talk to you later. Okay, go ahead.
She can act. She has her own show. And then she lives right in Texas, like...
Mm-hmm.
She's doing a lot. I love her so
okay.
much. And David. They're funny. Oh,
they
my gosh.
Are funny.
Meet the Browns. I used to watch it all the time.
What about you, Eitan?
Well, I mean, I'll probably have to end up going with J. Cole.
Okay.
She's like, I love his message, and like he always talks about like the real.
Okay, some of our people probably don't know who J. Cole is. I'm just telling you because we stay over here.
I'm
just telling you. You know, we're dealing with black people.
But, I mean,
give us somebody
like,
on the other side of the town. Kurt Franklin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we can't forget about Lecrae.
Dietrich Hayes?
Yes,
you know about
yes.
Lecrae?
I know about Cray
okay,
Cray.
Okay,
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yes.
I love that Messengers album, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good. Who's the most famous person you've met?
Jermaine Dupri. We also met Eddie Long.
Oh, okay.
We met Eddie Long one time, but we were babies. So, in recent times, it have to be Jermaine Dupri.
Okay. All right. Before we get ready to close out the show and listen to your single, Still Here, can you tell me a little bit about Still Here? Who wrote this song? What was the reason behind writing this song? What was challenged about writing this song? Tell us a little bit about it.
So Still Here, it basically talks about everything that's going on around in the world, whether it's with leadership, you know, relationships, school, work. You know, you're going through bad times, but you got to thank God because you're still here. Like, you're not dead. You're not laying on the street somewhere. So Still Here, talking about personal problems, you know, our trials, but, you know, God saved us. We're here. The devil thought he won, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
okay.
We're alive. We're here.
I held my mouth. Wow.
You nothing to say?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
She did everything.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, and those who are listening, we're listening to their single album right here. Well, one of their off their album single, Still Here, A Times Two, and Deja. Young people. When I say young, they're under 21, and they're doing hip hop gospel and on fire for the Lord. So, be encouraging and take heed. Encourage somebody and listen too. Turn up the radio. Let's get lit, right?
I'm still here. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jonathan McReynolds, and you are tuned in to the Praise Party with my girl, Daria Tolbert, right here on Heaven 97.
Clap those hands, oh, clap those hands. Come on and clap those hands.
I have a 97 KHBN Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria Tobel with you right here on the Praise Party. We're getting ready to go into another great hour of great gospel music. But in the studio, we've been having our guest who's been blessing us tremendously. 8x2 in Deja, two young people on fire for God. And listen, we just heard their single Steal here. Now listen, my question is, before we close out, what has been the most challenging about your work and being in the music industry?
I think the most challenging thing is that we are kids, and I feel like we're underestimated. Mm. And what we really want is for people to know that, yes, we are kids, but we do have a message, and we can do as much as these popular rappers can do. Like, these rappers who rap about nothing, mm-hmm. literally nothing, mm-hmm. is like, we can do so much more. So,
that
I think...
just as good.
Yeah. So I think that's the most challenging thing. Like, we just need to be heard so our platform can go bigger and bigger and we can share our message. That has to be.
Because it's really like, it's like, everybody look at us like, as kids, and then when they see, like, when they see what we can do, they'll be like, oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Y'all should do, like, so. Disney, the Disney Channel or something of that nature. Have y'all tried that? That's the idea. 2018.
You heard.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Raven, so Raven, I don't, you know, she could.
She kind of crazy now, too. So, like, I don't know.
Celebrity
what's going
kids.
On. But, I mean, if that door ever comes, I would probably
walking in.
Take it. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, listen, we got to let everybody know how they can connect with you, how can they follow you, and also reach out to you. Can y'all go ahead and give us that information?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to go first, or do you want me to go ahead?
I'll
and
go
text?
First, but I mean, well, my Instagram is ATIMEZ2. Like, all my social media is ATIMEZ2.
And my social media is Deja, D-E-J-A-H, 1010X. And we have a website. You can find us at www.asplcent.com. That's ASPLLCENT.com.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
Any
you.
Any encouraging words you want to give our listeners as they're getting ready to go into 2018?
Go into it with a positive mindset and try to be better than what you were before. And thank God for everything and always put Him first.
Awesome.
And always remember, you're still here.
Amen. You are still here. Glory be to God. A times two and Deja here in the studio. We're so blessed to have them. And hopefully to have them back once again later on with maybe next year. Okay. Right now we have a billion people, Dietrich Hatton, right here on Heaven 97.